It is my honor to be able to be here, first of all, and I'm so happy to be able to actually start. You know, I've lived with this dream for such a long time that now that it's a reality, it's that much more meaningful to me. So, first of all, I want to thank you for your support and making sure that we can do this and that this festival exists. It's such an important thing to have in our lives. I know that you know that already because you're showing the support by doing that. But for the rest of the world, it's such an important thing for them to be able to have at your expense. You know, so it's really, but it's really a wonderful tribute and a wonderful gift that you are giving to the world by ensuring that this happens every year. So thank you so much for that. This is actually, I wanted to play something. I used to be a violinist. I used to be a musician, actually, before I became a conductor. The reason why I wanted to play is so that you see how much better off you are because I'm conducting and not playing the violin. I wanted to introduce the pieces that I'm playing. I'm playing three etudes by Piazzolla. Piazzolla was a wonderful composer that I've admired for many, many years. In fact, I was slightly obsessed with his music for a while. What I loved about Piazzolla is that he was able to find a new voice and a unique voice, drawing an inspiration from a very, very old past. And that is from the folk music of Argentina. He was able to create a new style of music. In fact, he even called it Nuevo Tango. And this was music that incorporated high cultured classical music into the tango rhythms and the tango idioms of the time. So this is three etudes from Piazzolla. And please just remember, I'm here to conduct. So be kind. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello. Nice to be here with you all. I'm Emily Wong, for those that I haven't met yet. I play piano here at the festival for a few years. They asked us to tell you something about ourselves, so. In my real life, I play for ABT, which is American Ballet Theatre in New York. And having a lot of fun with that, really enjoy working with dancers. I'll be playing a lot with them in the coming season, so I'm really looking forward to that. I just wanted to share, because whenever I tell people that I play for ABT, inevitably, they ask me about Misty Copeland. They don't ask about me, they ask about Misty. So Misty is a really wonderful person. I enjoy working with her. She is an excellent dancer, of course, and really hard worker. She's really somebody to admire for many reasons. So I hope that covers at least a few questions for you. So I'm playing tonight a piece by Chaiyu Su, who's a Taiwanese composer who's actually been here before, I think, for the Composers Forum. This is a piece I happened to play in New York earlier in the year, and I thought, oh, perfect piece for this program. It's called Blue Ridge Sketches in three movements: Blue Mist, The Singing Forest, and Summer Afternoon. I just wanted to read her own notes about the piece. Blue Ridge Sketches is inspired by the images and sounds of the Blue Ridge Mountains. The mountains are noted for having a bluish color when seen from a distance, which has created the warm and mysterious atmosphere that is depicted in the first movement. The following movement draws the inspiration from the sounds of nature in the area. To the backdrop of wind rustling the leaves and branches, the birds have started a conversation as a choir. The finale has this particular image in mind. In a clear summer afternoon, suddenly thunder rumbles and rain pours down from the sky. Hope you enjoy.